In Avat Chesed, and we had been learning the 12th chapter where the Chafetz Chaim discusses how a person should be in pursuit of the mitzvah of Chesed on a daily basis. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'chol zanu medabrim shayom she'en lanu mikdash v'korbanot v'amnotenu arbim amnot mitzuyoyo ha'adam uchach v'yotor l'amidah kdoshah hazo." And he had told us last time how today that we don't have a temple, we don't have sacrifices. So the source of atonement for us is the kindness that we do with our fellow men. So he says today, every one of us, every single day, has their sins that they need atonement for. And by doing kindness with our fellow men, we gain atonement. But the truth is that even when the temple was extant, then too, a person should really cling throughout his life to these holy traits of doing good and kindness. And technically, it is an overt verse in the Torah. The Torah says, "Kim shamot ishmeru nit kol ha-mitzvot." La'avat Hashem lokech v'lalech l'drachav kol ha-yamim. God says, "I expect of you to keep the mitzvot of Hashem." And God describes what is the mitzvah of Hashem: to love Hashem and go in His ways. And our sages taught us, "Ukhfa be'ru b'shem ha-sifri." What does it mean to go in God's ways? It means to do kindness, to do good to our fellow men. And the reason behind all of this, ki yadua mizohar hakadosh, for it is known from the Holy Zohar, sheyimei ha'adam shehu chay al ha'adama, the days that man lives on earth, kulam chayim mekayimim lanetzach. The days we live here are eternal. We think that when Sunday is over, that's it, it's gone. We're already holding Monday tonight, right? 27 days into the Omer. The idea is that every day we live on this earth creates a spiritual entity. And in the future, when comes the time that a person is taken from the world, then all the days, each day is its own creation in heaven. They all join him when he goes up to heaven. And all these days give testimony before the Master. And that's why a person has to be careful that all his days be whole in holiness. How so? That every day in his life he learns Torah. Guys, every day in his life he learns Torah. That's the day we're going on the trip to the Golan. And the day we're jet-lagged from our flight. And the day we're getting married. Person has to make sure there's one element of Torah that's a constant in his life. We had a guy here who he was leaving Machon Meir, and he said, "Rabbi, I want to stay in touch with you, but in all honesty, I'm not taking anything else with me from the Machon." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It was nice. It was an interesting experience the few months I was here, but in all honesty, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep anything where I'm going back. Yeah, kosher. We don't really have that much kosher there. Shabbos, I never kept before I came. I don't think I'm going to keep after I leave. I don't see myself keeping anything after I go." So I asked him, "Was there nothing throughout your time here? Was there not a single mitzvah you connected to? You didn't nothing?" He says to me, "Oh, and you know my girlfriend's not Jewish." Okay, so he looks at me and he says, "No, I can't think of anything, but it was nice, I want to stay in touch with you." So I say, "Sure, stay in touch, I'll be happy to stay in touch." And I tried to give him ideas. I said, "It seemed like you really connected to davening when you were here." So he said, "Yeah, it was nice, maybe I'll make kiddush and daven." And he sent me an email once or twice that I still make kiddush and davening. And then a year or two passed, and I get an email that he's coming to Israel and he wants to come by and say hello. So fine. Can he bring his girlfriend along? Fine. Okay. He shows up and he says, "You once said in a class that a person should at least try to learn the parsha of each week. And you told me I should take one mitzvah, and I couldn't think of any mitzvah I wanted to do. But learning the parsha was interesting for me. So, for the last 2 years, every night before I go to sleep, I take 2 or 3 minutes, and I read the art scroll quickly of the parsha. That I'm still doing." And I don't know where he's holding today, even though we're still friends. It's not the type of thing you ask a guy by email. Are keeping Shabbos? I mean, I have no reason to think he is. I wish he is. I mean, but he took one mitzvah that he's sticking to every day, and we don't know where that'll lead him in life. In life, sometimes if we take learning Torah, you know, what's going to be? He's going to read the Torah that says, "Don't leave over from the nations in Israel, lest your son intermarry." That's got to do something to him when he reads it. If not to him, then to his son. You know, he's reading daily through the Torah. At some point, that's going to have some impact. And one of the ways that we can try to ensure that we stay in line, or at least don't fall too far down, is by ensuring that every day in our lives we learn something. I always tell guys, you should have one seder, one type of learning that you do every day of your life. I call it the Yehorek Val Yavar Seder. The Seder that you say, come high water, I'm not giving up on this Seder. That regardless what you do. And I try to have a chavrusa for that, because I find that if I don't have a learning partner, I'm not good at sticking to my to what I like to stick to, right? So I try to have a chavrusa for that. And on my wedding night, I told my chavrusa, when everyone's going to go sit down and I'm going to say I'm going to wash, make believe I'm going to the restroom, and you and I are going out there and we're going to learn for 5 minutes. We'll do our set learning. At least I'll know that something I learned that night. You know, you're supposed to learn every night of your life. So I don't know that I'm going to get any other time during that night. So we made up a place, and he brought copies of our learning. We learned our five waters. what did Murphy's Law have it? My mother-in-law walks into the room as we're both sitting over. But she didn't have any issue with it. She was okay. I was trying to do it like no one should notice. But okay, whatever. At the end of the day, it's important that a person should have a seder that he sticks to. That regardless what, you know, this is what you're learning. And it could be the parsha, it could be the midrash, it could be the kitzur shulchan aruch. Something, doesn't matter what, something that you enjoy is easier to stick to. So the Chafetz Chaim is saying, when we're going to come to Shemayim, we're going to bring that creation with us, that every day of our lives is another creation, it cannot be erased. And those days come and give testimony in Shemayim. If you think about it, there's a very powerful message here. Meaning, sometimes a person can sit all day surfing the net, doing absolutely nothing, or watching TV. You guys know there's this box out there. People sometimes sit and watch and don't do anything productive with their lives. So a guy could end the day and say to himself, well, I didn't kill anyone. I didn't do anything negative in this day. And in Torah, we're trained not that way. We are trained that every day has its responsibilities and its creations that could be. And we're supposed to move the world forward every day. And every day will have its permanent mark in the world, and it has what we call the spiritual creation of that day, which comes with us. There's no erasing yesterday, there's only building a better tomorrow. So the Zohar here, and that's what Chafetz Chaim is quoting, that when we come up, we want to bring days with us that are whole in their holiness. And how so? That's with the learning Torah each day. Torah is what can really bring a person to loving his Creator. As the Medrash says on the Pasuk, V'avtat Hashem, the Medrash says, how do you love Hashem? Through learning Torah. We learned this last week. I don't remember in which class, but this came up last week. V'gam nidei kiyum mitzvot. And the truth is that learning Torah also brings us to keeping mitzvot. As our sages said, Gadol ha-talmud she-mevi lidei ma'aseh. Learning is what brings us to action. And this was the punchline that Chafetz Chaim brought this whole story for, that we have to try and cling to Hashem's ways, which is Hashem's ways is for good and kindness. So the Chafetz Chaim concludes, and through this, that Hashem gives His light unto him, as the Pasuk says, you give the hungry, you give them food to eat, and God says, "Azi bakaka shachar orecha." God will make your light shine like the sunrise. V'isbiya b'tzachzachot nafshecha, and God will satiate your soul. So, the Chafetz Chaim here developed a thought. He went off on a slight tangent, but he says, when we say every day has to have kindness, it's not only since the temple was destroyed, as we said last time, because this is a source of atonement for us. But also, we have to strive to have every day with kindness, because this is part of our obligation in creating holy days, days of Torah and days of good deeds. And these days are the days that will come with us in the world to come. And the kindness is really a fulfillment of the verse that God says we should emulate His ways. How so? How do we cling to God? How do we emulate His ways? By being good and kind people.